Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio Ministry. My name is Mike Abendroth, and it is, I don't know, when is this? Where are we? This is January 5th or 4th? January 4th, Saturday, it's about 12:30, and we're going to do a little NoCo live for the Facebook feed, minions, and I'm just trying to think what's going on here. You can always email me, mike@nocompromiseradio.com, or if you need something from Spencer, it's info@nocompromiseradio.com. I have in front of me here the CBD clearance sale, and the video people can see it, but you radio folks can just hear it. Remember when CBD used to be a thing? I remember when I moved to New England 22 years ago, we would not miss those four big blowout sales in what I used to think was called Peabody, but Peabody, Mass. And we would get there early and we would stand in line. And there were usually about 25 people from Gordon-Conwell in front of us. And I always told our people, don't worry about it because they're there for the liberal books. Now, before I get into the sermon today, I just, the message today, the Bible part today, this is the clearance winter sale, winter 2020. I don't really know what that means. I think this is this winter 2020? I guess it is winter and it's 2020. I don't know if you want any of these books, but let's just see what's on the front here. Maybe I'll make a few comments. The Holy Bible, a thumbs up. The KJV Economy Bible. Now, I don't know if it's a KJV economy or that is economy because it doesn't cost much. Oh, it's $1.29, so that's not too bad. Special features, the beloved and timeless KJV translation, double column format, font 0.2. Oh, I would give a thumbs up to this next book here, ESV Study Bible, $33.99. I guess that's a sale. That's a discount. Actually, when it first came out, I thought to myself, I'm not going to like the study notes in this thing. And I think that's probably was an unfair thing to say. I actually like the study notes in the ESV Study Bible. I don't agree with every one of them, but it's much better. They're much better than I thought. I don't think I have any Reformation study Bibles, tangible Bibles. I have it on Logos, but it's probably the one I use the most is the ESV study Bible for the study notes. If I have to look at a study note, it's usually, that's where I usually go. Oh, what else is on here? Tim Tebow, This Is the Day. Okay. Shows Tebow with his kind of muscles flexing. I can actually probably show you. There you go. Okay. That's only $6.99. Hoodwinked. That's right next to the Tim Keller book, Making Sense of God. So I don't know if that's supposed to be doing that. But in all deseriousness now, the NIV Adventure Bible, Polar Expedition Edition. You got to get a load of that. Okay, there it is. I'm not making this up. It's probably reversed for you to see. But it is the Polar Edition, a Bible so cool your kids will hardly be able to bear it. I mean, this is just crazy. Once people figured out you could make money on Christianity, this is the end result. This is it. You know, this is crazy. Special features of the Polar Bear Expedition. Isn't that trademarked or something? 20 polar-themed pages cover topics including prayer, salvation, the life of Jesus, and more. I don't know whether to cry or laugh. Polar themes, and now we've got the life of Jesus and polar themes. Like, what would that be? All right, so let's see. Word association.
polar. What's the first thing you think of? Jesus walking on the water? I mean, it is crazy. People in the Bible times, words to treasure, did you know, live it, book introductions, color maps, hardcover from Zondra Kids. I mean, I really, this is the most asinine, stupid thing I've probably seen since I've got up this morning. That's the thing. There's always time for radio, always things for radio, always fodder for radio. And of course, I think most of you know, as time has gone on, I have done less critiquing and probably taught more of the Bible instead. So what else is in here? The love book. Is love that feeling you get when your heart does somersaults? Does the word make you think of Cupid arrows and bouquets of flowers or chocolate cake? Hello. Here's the thing. When it comes to reading, dear friends, dear Christian friends, I want you to read. And of course, I want you to read your Bible, right? You ought to read your Bible. This morning, I was reading Hebrews 11. I was reading Acts 1 and 2. I read Genesis 26, Psalm 89. There's a variety of things that I read this morning, and that's important. Yesterday, I dropped my son off, Luke, at the airport at Logan, and drove home. I talked to him on the way there. On the way back, somebody gave me the Dwell Bible app, and so I was listening to Exodus 1 through 12 on the way home. So that's about a 55-minute drive, and that's about how long I think that took me, 1.0 speed. I encourage you to read your Bible. In addition, I encourage you to read other books, right? What does the Bible say? Since I have my own, there you go, and this thing is big. ESV Study Bible, and let's just take a look at Ephesians chapter 4. I regularly hear people say things like, I don't want to read any other book but the Bible. And we're going to have a Bible study, and we can't read any other book but the Bible. We are going to have a Sunday school class, and we can't use any book but the Bible. Listen, I think you should preach the Word. I think the Word is inerrant, infallible. It is reliant. It is sufficient. It is authoritative. It is everything that we need. I believe in sola scriptura. I understand all that. But in the Bible itself, there are certain markers, certain hints, certain passages you just have to deal with. And here's what I'm after. In Ephesians chapter 4, if I can find Ephesians 4, the older I get, the hands and the arthritis, it becomes more difficult. I really feel regularly like I'm about 30, probably active too. But I turned 60 this year. That's going to be crazy, 60. Here is Ephesians chapter 4. We're talking about Jesus and what Jesus did. And the backdrop, this is really cool. The backdrop is Roman times. Senators are waiting for the general to come back. He's conquered cities and towns and countries. And was it a big enough victory? Was it a big enough conquering? Did he conquer enough for them to have what's called a triumph, capital T? This is not the motorcycle. This is the triumph. And so you can study triumphs. You can look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Revelation chapter 19. And here it's the same kind of, the general is parading all the conquered captive soldiers and leaders. And listen to the language. It is really, really wonderful. Here it says, grace was given to each one according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. Now, that's amazing. That's, I believe, from Psalm 69. Jesus, the risen Messiah, the conquering king, he brings back after his triumph the captives, the leaders, the generals. He's enslaved them, and he brings them back like a Roman general would for the triumph, and the Senate would then affirm that great victory. Well, here's the thing. Instead of bringing back those captives, those slaves, those generals of people that he's conquered, sinners like me, like you, instead of bringing back to slaughter them in front of everyone, he brings them back and he changes them and he gives them to the church. That's what it says here. When he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions, the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. And he gave. Okay, here's, he's gone out. There's people who are against him. Let's just think of Paul, right? He gave the apostles. Paul is after Jesus and his people, and Jesus conquers Paul, think Damascus Road, think Calvary, and then he changes Paul, and he gives Paul to the church. He gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now here's the point. Jesus conquers people, his enemies. He then changes them, and he gives those enemies to the church as friends and teachers. So here's my point. When people say, I only read the Bible, and I know new believers think this way. I know pious people think this way. I know pietistic people think this way. I don't read any other books. But then they go to church and hear a pastor. When they say the only book we ever study, we don't read any other books, but we just study the Bible. They don't understand the Bible itself. I like it that they don't want to cloud their minds with things that are less than biblical. But if you're going to ignore Ephesians chapter 4, it's going to be to your own peril. You're just going to come to the Bible and interpret it yourself newly, freshly. This is your day, Tim Tebow. For those of you that also want to read books besides the Bible, there's the Dog Tales, too. That's actually on sale, Dog Tales. Is that like Veggie Tales? Tell the story behind your dog's name. What toy does your pup play with nonstop? How does your canine cheer you up? Whether you're creating a baby book for your new pet or grieving the loss of a beloved companion, this whimsical interactive journal is sure to become a lasting treasure. Harvest. Now, those kind of books would drive me to say, I'm only going to read the Bible. But here in 2020, I'd like you to read the Bible, of course, and I'd like you to read other books that will help you understand the Bible. And you should probably read at least one book a month. I know some people try to read a book a week. For me, I do a lot of reading. I have this kind of weird stack at home on my dresser. And right now I have four books on that stack, and I just read a couple pages of each, and then when I read the page, a page or two, three or four pages, then I'll put it to the bottom of that pile, and I just keep doing that. Sometimes I read all four in a day, sometimes just two, sometimes one, and so I have The Glory of Christ by John Owen, and I try to read a few pages of that. Then I have Francis Turretin, Eclectic Theology, Volume 1. I'm reading a few pages of that. I have Hermann Vitsius, about the Lord's Prayer and a discourse on prayer, which is really rich and good. It's written, I think, for children, but back in those days, those children had better theology and were more mature than a lot of people like me today. And then what's the other one that I have? Voetius. I'm reading him on systematic theology. And Johannes Vilebius, with a W, but it sounds like V. So I'm just trying to read those things. And then I also want to read other books. I'm reading Pilgrim Theology by Michael Horton, really enjoying that. I've got the new Robert Lethem, Systematic Theology. I'm trying to read other people. So the point is, I know this is trash. I know this is garbage. There are some things in here, like the Study Bible, that are good, but this is just Christianity Today. I mean, if I turn this page, I mean Christianity Today, small t, although Christianity Today with the galley and his whole Trump thing, he's just off the deep end. If I looked and I thought, okay, customer favorites, all right, what's on here? Would these be good books? Four Blood Moons by John Hagee. Oh, wait a second. This is a customer favorite. It tells you The Mystery of the Shemitah Unlocked by Jonathan Kahn. Is he related to Harvey? Made to Crave, Spanish edition. Just because you finally fit into your skinny jeans doesn't mean you've won your battle with food. Okay. Systematic Theology by Lewis Berry Chafer. Well, I'm not a huge Chafer fan, but we're getting better. Romans, two volumes by Donald Gray Barnhouse. And the joke with Barnhouse regarding that was everything you want to know about every theological issue from the book of Romans. Making Money Mom. There it is. You think I'm joking? Making Money Mom. What are you doing? I'm making money, Mom. Is that a response to the mom? Or is, let's find out. Do you dream of more than just getting by? Are you seeking financial freedom for your family? Money savvy mom pain can help. Pain. 31 days to happiness, David Jeremiah. I bet you there's some Bible things in there, but just the idea. Seven women and the secret of their greatness. Eric, I come across as an evangelical and I dupe lots of people, but Abendroth says, don't trust me. It's that guy. What's on the next page? Well, you can draw a circle around that. We have circle books. We have Mark Batterson. We have, Psalm 23 bookmarks. Hey, that's about as good as it gets, because right after that is minute motivators for diets and for dieters. Want to lose weight without losing your mind? Grab this anywhere collection of encouraging scripture verses, motivational quotes, and can-do advice. Uh-oh, I don't like the way they talk here. Dishing out fast-acting doses of nutritional wisdom. Taller helps you say no to yo-yo dieting, overcoming a sedentary lifestyle, and avoiding Coke Zero. I try not to drink too much of this stuff, but in the old days, I drank it, and they said it'd give you cancer. Then once I got cancer, I thought I already got cancer. I might as well drink Diet Coke. In all seriousness, this Wednesday, I go to Dana-Farber Cancer Institute for a 30-month post-radiation follow-up. And so far, so good with the new tests and the new MRI. And so hopefully we'll just have the doctor and we'll just kind of just a checkup. And then on Thursday, meniscus repair and ACL replacement. And they're going to take an ACL from a dead body and they're going to put it in my knee. I think that's what they'll do unless they get in there and figure out something else. But here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that, and I'm not wishing anybody to die or anything, but if a Greek or a Hebrew scholar dies in the next week and they use his ACL for me, maybe that will help me with the anointing. So anyway, I don't know when I'm going to do more shows. I'm going to try to do as many as I can. I think I have to have my knee straight or something. Who knows? And then just maybe the last book I have to look at here, because these things are just so awful. These things drive people to say, I'm only going to read the Bible. By the way, when I show people, you know, if there's, you know, books, I say to people all the time in my study, do you wish I had all these books or do you wish I just had this book? When I'm teaching you the Bible, it's kind of a trick question, but the point is simple. If it's just me and my interpretation of the book, the Bible, you ought not to trust me. That's how cults start. I'm trying to point to you and say, listen, from Athanasius to Augustine to who else starts with an A? Anselm to Abendroth. We've all taught essentially the same thing. So therefore, if you've got some kind of weird idea, a weird notion, and you can't see the church teaching that throughout the centuries, there's a problem. I mean, really, the big problem these days we have is a Bible and a celebrity, and off you go. There goes, hey, Stephen, what is going on, Stephen, with you? I don't even know where you live anymore. I haven't talked to you on the side very much. But I just want you to know, Stephen, that there are fretbuster books for even you. So the next time you have any fret, there's a fretbuster for you. And need a quick spiritual pick-me-up, Stephen? Don't leave home without this pocket-sized collection, Stephen. Oh, this is actually personalized. They put your name in there as you read it. He is in Florida now. Well, that's good. I guess Florida's fine if you like bugs and humidity. Oh, Stephen, I think this is the wrong way to do this. A 1 minute with the women of the Bible. Okay, think big categories. When you look at tripe like this, most of it's tripe, not all of it. Is this my book in here anywhere? Oh, it's on the closeout. I'm just kidding. When you look at books in general, here's what they're going to do. If you think, oh, Reformation Bible College, tell Nichols hello for me. Tell Parsons, too. Tell him hello, and don't be scared of me. When I officiated, I don't know if I have time for this, but I'll just do it anyway. It's my show. Stephen, I officiated a wedding at St. Andrews, and I had to get permission to officiate the wedding, and I had to get permission to stand in RC's pulpit. Because it's, you know, they have different levels. Here's the announcement pulpit, here's the scripture reading pulpit, and here's the pulpit. And they wanted me, the couple wanted me to preach the word and give the gospel at the wedding, and so I got the okay to do that. Well, had a nice meeting with Burke before, and I think I didn't see Nichols because he was gone. But anyway, it was very nice, wonderful. The wedding coordinator, she did an excellent job, made my job really easy. We had a great time. And was thankful to do it, preaching the word there. And we were in the room, the men, before the wedding. And, you know, the ladies are walking down the aisle, and we're over in the side room, the adjacent room, the, I don't know what room you call it, the upper room. And so there's all the Genevan gowns there. And Burke's Genevan gown was there, too. And I was going to put it on and strut around, had a video, and send it to Parsons. But the wedding had to start, so I couldn't do it. And then after the wedding, I forgot to go back in and give Parsons' Geneva gown a special, unique Abendroth anointing. So, you know, AA, I don't go to the typical AA. It's Abendroth anointing is what we do. So back to the point. What's the point today on Noko's show? It's simple. I want you to be readers. When you think of, I'm a visual learner, yes, God teaches natural revelation visually, but special revelation you're supposed to read. And so, as Luther said, in these last days, God has spoken to us in Greek and Hebrew letters. And that's how we receive knowledge from God about His Son. And you can't look at the moon and figure out the resurrection unless it's a blood moon, four blood moons. So, therefore, you need to read, and you ought to read the Bible, and you ought to study the Bible. And God has gifted the church by giving pastors, shepherds, elders, prophets, evangelists, apostles. I'm not saying they're all for today, but He's given those men to help us understand the Bible. Therefore, don't say, I only read the Bible, especially if you listen to pastors preach, because they're not only saying the Bible. Don't get caught up in this pietistic, piety thing where we only read the Bible. If you have so blown your mind on garbage as an unbeliever and you get saved and you read the Bible all the time, and that's what you're consumed with, great. But still go to church, still hear the pastor. Don't blast somebody if they're reading a Spurgeon book or they're reading a John Calvin commentary or something like that, because you have to deal with Ephesians 4. He, Jesus, ascended on high. He led a host of captives, and He gave gifts to men. And who were those gifts? Those gifts were enemies transformed into saints, sinners. Enemies, think Paul, and then Paul was given to the church. We actually have viewers all the way from a place that I've been, and I would try to pronounce it in Polish, but I would not do it well. I actually got a little, Tomek gave me like a little key to that city. I don't think the mayor gave me the key, but Tomek did, and that is amazing. I'm glad we have, what time is it in Poland right now? What do you think? Say, I don't know, 20 after or something? Stephen said it probably sounds like his last name. Stephen, are you Polish? I didn't know that. I mean, we've come a long way. We have Polish listeners now. I mean, I grew up, sadly, in an era where, you know, I didn't think of the gospel and the gospel going to Poland when I was a kid. But now I'm so thankful that there are people. Mike says, how do you say Escondido? There are people, evangelicals, there are godly people who want to proclaim Christ Jesus in Poland and tell the Roman Catholics they can have grace, free grace. Anyway, my name is Mike Abendroth, No Compromise Radio. I'm going to take about a two-minute break. We'll be back on Facebook Live with Show 2 real soon.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Abendroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible-teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbcchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400.